conducive to peace? I think not. It's just conducive to a kind of demonization of Israel and an unwillingness to accept Israel under any border.
Would there be a right to boycott what comes out of illegal Israeli settlements on the West Bank?
Well, again, it depends how you look at it. People say that, for example, the SodaStream plant, which is in the West Bank, but where Palestinians and Israelis, Jews and Arabs, were working together in what may be one of the best examples of cooperation, that is deemed as something that's wrong.
Well, it's an illegal international law. It's illegal to have the settlement there, isn't it?
Well, there are many aspects of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that are problematic. It's also problematic for BDS and others to claim for millions of Palestinians a right to have Israeli citizenship. That's also very problematic. But are we looking to solve this, or are we looking to isolate the elements that are conducive to a solution? That's what I'd say.
But if I'm looking as a business and I say, well, I'm going to boycott something that is coming from a place that is deemed illegal in international law, that's hardly unreasonable, is it?
Well, I'm not saying that people can boycott whatever they want. I'm saying that the focus on Israel is worrying, and I'm saying that this is not going to help bring about a solution. And I think that, again, hurting Palestinians who work with Israelis, whether in the West Bank or in Israel itself, is not very smart.
Yuftah Kuriel there of the Israeli Embassy here in London. Now, let me come